Well, before we have our closing prayer for this Sunday, I would like to just put out a few announcements for you. It's still a little ways away, but not too far. We will be resuming in-person worship in the fashion that we are able to, in a safe manner, that with the guidelines of public health and other organizations. So we look forward to that, and I do look forward to us being together. Hopefully it will all work out, and July 5th will be our start date for that. So please do mark that in your calendars. And I know Barbara and the whole office has done a really good job of reaching out to you about scheduling service times. So I hope it all works out well. Speaking of worship, I know we're still in need of volunteers. So if you're able to help with cleaning and sanitizing, with ushering, with communion or any other tasks, we do pray that you'll reach out to the office or myself. We can use definitely extra volunteers because there's a bit more complications in this time of worship with trying to be extra safe and careful. Also, as always, the office is open, but please call first. We are still staggering hours and personnel there and just want to keep them safe. So please do call first. Make sure they're there. If they're not there, Lou, leave a message, and we promise to respond and meet your needs the best we can. I think that's about it for announcements this Sunday morning. I do wish dads again a blessed day and all the family a blessed day. I hope that you just have so much fun celebrating and giving thanks on this Sabbath Sunday. Please join me now as we receive the parting blessing and prayer to send us out into the whatever the next step of our day brings. Gracious God, may the peace of our Lord Jesus be upon us. May your face shine upon us and be merciful upon us. May your abundant mercy and tender care remind us that no matter where we go in this world, you are with us always. Lord, we know that your message of hope, love, joy, and peace can be so divisive in a world where people hold on to power, where they fear not having enough. We pray that you will comfort us, knowing that we will always have enough. For indeed, as you remind us, we are so much more valuable than the sparrow, but yet all are beautiful in your sight. May we remind every child of God we meet that they are beautiful, that you will be with them always. And may your light now shine upon us this day, each and every one of our homes, each and every one of our families, here and far away. And we ask this all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you all. Have a beautiful Sunday. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.